This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Meeting of ruling parties taking place this afternoon at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Home Minister Robi Lamisane stresses on effective law enforcement and Russia replaces commander of Ukraine invasion force. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the ruling coalition parties is being held to finalize various issues including expansion of the Council of Ministers. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting of the ruling parties has been scheduled to be held at 3 PM today at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. The expansion of the Council of Ministers, the election of the Speaker, and the effectiveness of the current government, among others, are said to be discussed in the meeting. On Wednesday evening, Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda and CPNUML Chairperson K.P. Sarma Oli had a meeting to discuss contemporary political issues. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Robi Lamisane has directed the security bodies for effective law enforcement. Talking to a journalist at Bharatpur Airport today, he said he has instructed the chief district officers throughout the country to work with high morale. The Home Minister Lamisane said he has told the security bodies to be stricter on the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, of which he is the president, in case of such instances. Home Minister Lamisane said he is carrying out works to strengthen Nepal police and maintain the rule of law by resolving problems seen in the police administration, adding that a plan is being formulated for this purpose. On a different note, he said the government would get the full shape soon and his party would recommend ministers based on their expertise. Home Minister Lamisane said that development works of the country would be carried out in coordination with all agencies, stating discussions are on at the secretary level regarding operating the close-crosser industries throughout the country. He reiterated his commitment to strict adherence to the law. German Ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prinz, had a courteous meeting with Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda today. The Secretariat of the Prime Minister said that in the meeting held today at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers, the relations between the two countries and bilateral interests and common interests were discussed. On that occasion, the German ambassador congratulated Prime Minister Dahal for being appointed as the Prime Minister of Nepal and wished him a successful tenure. Newly appointed Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Salikram Jamkatil, called on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar this morning. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting, Prime Minister Dahal congratulated Jamkatil on his appointment as the Chief Minister. He was appointed as the Chief Minister on Monday with the support of ruling parties including CPNUML. Nominations are being registered today for the election of Speaker and Deputy Speaker of Bagmati Provincial Assembly. The time for filing of nominations is from 10:30 AM to 2 PM today, according to the Provincial Assembly Secretariat. Likewise, the time for withdrawing of nominations is from 2:30 PM to 3:30 PM and the final list of candidates will be announced at 4 PM. Baburam Gautam has been appointed as the Speaker for the Province Assembly of Province 1. He was elected on a post as he was the lone candidate for the post. The daily life of people in Mahottari has been affected by the cold wave for the past 2 weeks. People have been forced to stay indoors as a result of the severe cold in central, western and southern regions of the district, including the headquarters Jaleswar. According to health authorities, there has been an increase in the number of children and the elderly falling sick and seeking treatment. Doctors say that the number of patients in the district hospital has increased due to the cold. Also, all the 322 schools across the district have been closed. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A suicide bomb attack outside the Afghan Foreign Ministry in Kabul has caused heavy casualties. Police said at least 5 civilians had been killed, but another Taliban official put the toll as high as 20. The local offshoot of the Islamic State group known as ISISK claimed it carried out the attack. It comes after recent blasts targeting foreign interests. Several countries, including Turkey and China, have embassies in the area. The Taliban said the attack took place about 16 local time when the bomber tried but failed to enter the ministry building itself. Kabul police described the attack as cowardly, adding in a statement that the perpetrators would be held accountable. Chinese police have arrested a man who drove a car into pedestrians in Guangzhou, killing 5 people and injuring 13 others. The incident has sparked widespread public outrage, with many accusing the man of deliberately targeting people. Videos posted online show the driver getting out of the car and throwing banknotes into the air shortly after the crash. Police have detained 22-year-old man and launched an investigation. The crash took place on Wednesday during the evening rush hour at a busy junction in the southern city of 19 million. President Vladimir Putin has removed Russia's top commander in Ukraine just 3 months after he was installed. Chief of the General Staff Valery will now lead what Putin terms a special military operation. General Valery replaces Sergei Surovikin, who has overseen recent brutal attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure. The reshuffle comes as Russians claim they are making progress in eastern Ukraine after suffering a series of military defeats in recent months. Russia launched its invasion into Ukraine on 24th of February. General Valery, who has been in post since 2012, is the longest-serving Russian chief of a general staff of the post-Soviet era. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology forecast light snowfall is likely in the hilly areas of Sudar Pashchim, Karnali and Gondaki provinces today due to the influence of the westerly low-pressure system. Due to the effect of this system, there is possibility of light snowfall in high hilly and mountainous areas of Sudar Pashchim, Karnali and Gondaki provinces, while will be partly cloudy and generally clear in the remaining provinces. The weather tonight will be partly cloudy in Sudar Pashchim, Karnali, Lumbini and Gondaki provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Likewise, some areas of Tarai are likely to be affected by heavy mist and fog. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of ruling parties taking place this afternoon at Prime Minister's official residence in the Balwatar. Home Minister Ravi Lamithani stresses on effective law enforcement and Russia replaces commander of Ukraine invasion force. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.